descent from the list of minorities for purposes of awarding public works projects. Several local senators, including Lou DePalma, had their attention called to this bill when it was published in the East Bay RI papers. The Senate leadership doesn't support it, and it doesn't appear to have much support in the House either. For the first time, a Kennedy has lost a race in Massachusetts. Congressman Joe Kennedy III conceded his U.S. Senate primary race to Senator Markey last night, winning 55-44%. And your weather word, a couple of showers, your detailed forecast on the way on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
We have southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, and waves 2 to 4 feet, visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles, and patchy fog and showers. Tonight, south winds still gusting to 20, diminishing to 5 to 10 after midnight. Chance of showers, visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Tomorrow, southwest winds at 5 to 10, waves 2 to 3 feet, and visibility 1 mile or less in fog and showers. On Rhode Island Sound, southeast winds at 10 to 15 knots. The tide was in at 8:45 this morning. Next high tide, 9:02 this afternoon. Sunset, 7:17. Sunrise tomorrow, 6:12. The moon is full. There is a small craft advisory. And that's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
Brought to you by Sardella's Italian and Imbriglio's Authentic Pizzeria. Sardella's, best of Rhode Island, best Italian Newport County. Imbriglio's, best pizza Newport life. And the Marina Cafe Pub, Goat Island, open Labor Day.
Question will be how much after Labor Day will places like the Marina Pub and places on Block Island be open? It's Bruce Newberry, by the way, with you until the hour of 1 o'clock. And nice to be with you. 846-1028. You can call and message me. You'll get to leave a voice message about whatever you would like. And so I guess that would be a good question. What will be the latest date that things will be open in Newport and Narragansett and Block Island, places like that? I'll tell you, they're shooting for October. We talked yesterday, Sean and Carly at 15 Point Road say that they're shooting for keeping the deck open until October. Now, today is a little iffy day, so unless the outdoor space is tented, it's going to be a little rough. But still in all, it is better than the alternative. It's the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame that Lars was talking about, that John Campbell of Peacedale is a recent inductee. After several decades of focusing on instrumental music, John Campbell of Peacedale began making up songs on an irregular basis. And he played with some Irish, I can't say this right, Rick Kelly, Where Are You When I Need You? Kelly bands. Is that what it is? I don't know. The best I can do is, how about them Boston Celtics? That's the best I can do. Bands in Denver, Boston, and Providence, and contributing to several best-selling albums. You want to talk about people that have a strict sense of ethnicity, right? Oh, you don't know how to say it, lad. It's crazy, right? Yeah. In Gaelic, it means goat, right? And now you have to know the songs. And the right? See, Rick Kelly is the curator of all of those things. But John Campbell kind of get into the kids' song genre for a little bit with the likes of Keith Munslow and Mark Levitt and stuff like that. And there's a connection between those guys and radio, because a lot of kids, you know, still find things through what appears to be a radio. I mean, maybe it's a smart speaker. Maybe it's, I don't know. But in just reading John Campbell's bio for the
induction into the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame. There's a lot of names here that are in that genre. On the other hand, he did he had some of his songs recorded by the likes of Tommy Makem and others, from Cape Breton to Cape Disappointment. There is a Cape Disappointment. I love that. It's in the state of Washington. His work has been archived by the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian, and the Rhode Island Historical Society. And he says, when you live in an interesting place where interesting people are doing interesting things, all you have to do is make it rhyme. Yes. He has performed at a lot of the venues that used to be around, like the Working Waterfront Festival in New Bedford and many others. So he was in the, he was inducted into the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame last year. So that's exciting. And Lars Trotson and I were talking about that, and we have to find his song about Block Island and add it to the mix. So we will have to we'll have to look it up. I have to figure out how to spell it first. Winnie become Winnie Bego, right? Not Winnebago. No, that's a whole other thing. But we'll figure it out. The rain has more or less started where you are. It's even started where I am here in America. And we'll be, this is not a bit of good news. There will be no Essex Steam Train North Pole Express down in Connecticut. Yeah, that's not good. The Essex Steam Train will offer Christmas adventures at Essex Station. This is New England Cable News reporting this. There will be no Essex Steam Train, North Pole Express, or Santa Special Elf Academy train excursions this year. The Essex Steam Train and Riverboat made the announcement earlier this week. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, your safety and comfort have been top priority, blah, blah, blah. Due to the close proximity within the train cars and the interactive nature of our beloved North Pole Express and Santa Special Elf Academy productions, it is in the best interest of our customers and entertainers to use our collective talents and produce an amazing outdoor experience at Essex Station this holiday season. Ah, boy. This is not going away, is it? So, you know, well, take a day at a time. Take a day at a time. I mean, there are some who are already looking towards events and occasions like Halloween and even Thanksgiving. Someone actually was opining about a Zoom Thanksgiving. There'll be a rebellion. So there's that. But you know what? Just take it a day at a time. Take it a day at a time. I do want to get to this story. Let me see if I got an email back from Lou De Palma. I did not. Lou had emailed me a little while ago, and he will not be with us this morning. And I do want to bring to your attention, because it is not getting anywhere near the attention it should be getting, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, the story that is being reported in the East Bay newspapers. That's the Hayes publications, the Portsmouth Times and the Bristol paper and the Warren paper and so forth. And it is about a bill that was introduced in the Rhode Island House of Representatives that would remove Portuguese from the list of minorities for purposes of awarding public works projects. Are you kidding? I mean, you know, is this mind-boggling? I'll share the story with you, and you've heard radio silence about it. It has been getting a good leaving alone, and when I tell you where this comes from, I think you'll understand why. But let's get to traffic, WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. Usual ride, slow ride, Newport Pell Bridge, 25 miles an hour in the construction zone, one lane each direction, so you're slow from before midspan eastbound until the Newport Arch, and then it actually moves pretty well. Connell off-ramp is okay right now. Kalpfus off-ramp is backed up before the jug handle. The Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge work crew is in place at midspan with a right lane restriction. Otherwise, the ride is pretty good, so it could be as little as 10 minutes to get you from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the Newport exits, depending on which one you take. Mount Hope Bridge. Bridge is good. You're slow getting on and off. Boyd's Lane, Bristol Ferry Road, both directions. Secaunet River Bridge is fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it's always VD and U. And we check the bridges every 30 minutes.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
We do have one project just getting underway here. It's 138 West from Girard Ave to J.T. Connell, right lane closed for drainage work. And that's until 2:30 this afternoon. And that is your WADK construction
this
update.
This portion of programming is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org.
The Easton's Beach Snack Bar is open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Those famous twin lobster rolls are just $17.87. Order online at twinrolls.com. Enjoy 1 hour free parking in the beach's center lot. When your order is ready, you get a text. Or use their new delivery service to Newport and Middletown for $5.99 from No Contact Valet. The Easton's Beach Snack Bar, open every day 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
In these difficult times, if you or someone you know needs vital roof repairs or a brand new roof, A1 Roofing is proud to offer 0% financing with deferred payments for 6 or 12 months. The application is quick and easy and online. Go to A1RoofingCompany.com. Get that roof repaired. Get that new roof with 0% financing available now through A1 Roofing. To apply, go to A1RoofingCompany.com.
Every Monday through Friday, tune into The Big Ticket with me, Teddy Horn, from 4 to 5 p.m. I'll be covering all the latest sports news, scores, and rumors during your rush hour drive. So every week from 4 to 5, make sure to listen on AM 1540 WADK or WADK.com and stay up to date with your favorite sports.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying.
Ah!
Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
WADK weather.
Cloudy today with a couple of showers, high 72. Low clouds for tonight and humid, low 70. A bit of sunshine tomorrow, then turning cloudy, humid and warmer, high 79. Cloudy and humid for tomorrow night with a spotty shower, followed by a late spotty thunderstorm, low 70. For Friday, a cloudy start, then sunshine will move in, high 81. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Stay up to date with all your sports news by listening to The Big Ticket with Teddy Horan on AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
And let's see here. We're literally making plans here before our very ears. No, that will not work. We're trying to find a time when Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain might be able to join us, and we are going to speak with Middletown Superintendent Rosemarie Krager Friday morning at 11:30. And Colleen Burns-Germain is doing walkthroughs and things. The walkthrough crew, it's not an inspection, and that happened yesterday in Newport, just so you know. And so we're hoping to get a read on how that went. And we'll see if we can catch up with Superintendent Germain at her earliest opportunity. If not on Friday, then we'll have to do it on Tuesday. So there we are. So anyway, Senator DePalma, we hope will be able to join us tomorrow or on Friday. And I do want to make mention of this story. A bill has been introduced in the Rhode Island House of Representatives that would remove
the people of Portuguese descent, call it what you want, the checkbox Portuguese would be removed from the list of minorities getting public works projects. Now, there are several considerations for several different groups where state jobs are concerned, public works projects, things like that. There are a lot of different categories. We've discussed it many, many times in the business of Greater Newport. Minorities, women-owned, arts considerations. Now the blue economy has to be considered. There are a lot of different categories. And quite frankly, some people look upon it as protected groups and affirmative action and stuff like that. In this day and age, the idea of removing anybody from a list of anything would seem to be just unthinkable. I mean, in the first place, everybody's cause now has to be given the same weight and the same import. You cannot disparage any group, with certain exceptions, of course. But you do so at your own peril. Even commenting on someone else commenting on a group gets you in trouble. So the idea that someone would be so audacious as to bring before the House of Representatives anywhere, and whether it's the House of Representatives, the United States Congress, or the select board in the smallest town, in this climate, in this political climate, in this sociological climate, to dare to say, no, I don't think those people should be included anymore. They've been getting special treatment for long enough. Are you kidding? I don't care who the group is. It was introduced by Representative Anastasia Williams of Providence. I cannot say anymore. Now, apparently this was sneaked in somehow because the East Bay newspapers reached out to Lou DePalma, Jim Savini, Cindy Coyne, Wally Felag, these senators from districts 10, 11, 12, and 32. And all of the senators said, this is the first we have heard about it. We didn't know anything about it until we read it in the papers. Senator Savini says there is no Senate companion bill to go along with it, so it cannot go any further. There must be a bill in the House and in the Senate. That's the way things work. So the bill is dead where it is. It does not appear to have much support in the House either. Who's going to sign on to such a thing? The fact that you are hearing zero about it, Providence Journal, Newport Daily News, ABC 6, NBC 10, Channel 12, whatever they're calling themselves this week. And where are all of the social justice warriors who have the fringe publications and the websites who will take out against any cause? You know why. Because you do so at your own peril. If you get into this and start to get anything other than on the surface of this, you will be canceled. And that's the problem. That is the elephant in the room, the herd of elephants, the gorillas, everybody else in the room. And the elephant is getting bigger and the room's getting smaller and no one can say anything. And that's going to kill us. Because we cannot support, we can't support all of, we can't support this. We cannot support this. This cannot continue. Someone has to speak out and say, I'm sorry. We either change everything and everybody is utterly dependent on the government, or we start saying, you know, maybe it's time that we really looked at people for who they are as people. And we stop with the hyphens and we stop with the protected groups. Because all of that is whoever's the loudest protected group gets the attention. And you are not to say anything against the loudest protected group. Because you will be shouted down and summarily canceled. So we'll see if any of the mainstream media picks this up. We hope to have conversation with Senator De Palma and any of these other senators who would like to reach out. We're happy to have you on to talk about this. But this is not a good situation at all. So, here's a list of 15 protest songs. I'm going to be sorry I called on this to without screening it. But this is a story from New England Cable, which is NBC. In every social movement since the beginning of time, people have created music to share their feelings, protest the status quo, and artistically call for reform. Now, after the high-profile killings of recent months, people were returning to these songs and singing them in the streets. And two storytellers looked back at the history of protest music to see how certain songs influenced social justice movements over the years. I wonder if that crowd knows how social justice has now become a joke. I mean, it's become a punchline. It's like the Karens. It's a shorthand now that means people who are so squishy and so just woke about everything that never has heard a discouraging word. Which is why when actual trouble starts, like this bill that actually found its way into the Rhode Island legislature and is ignored, it perpetuates this whole idea of these so-called social justice people. Oh, we're so concerned about everything. We have to care. Oh, this matters and that matters. Really? Then how dare you talk about canceling and eliminating one particular group? You can't. Everyone must be allowed in now. Everyone's cause is just. I didn't make that rule up. You did. So, anyway, here's some of the songs. Now, they're not all... I probably could play some of them. I don't dare play some of the others. But when we're talking about a number called American Idiot by the orchestra known as Green Day, that may set the tone for you. But you know what else is on the same list? Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle is a protest song. Really interesting. The Chicks, who used to be known as the Dixie Chicks, which again is a crack up. How do they get included? Anyway, I'll run down this list for you. I don't know if I'll play any of them. I don't dare play much more than This Land Is Your Land, but we'll see. We'll at least examine the list in a minute here.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Small craft advisory, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 25, visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles in fog and showers, and that'll be right through tomorrow. South winds tonight at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots after midnight, and southwest winds 5 to 10 knots tomorrow. Waves 2 to 3 feet. Rhode Island Sound, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots. The tide was in around 8:45 this morning in Newport Harbor, next high tide at 9:02 this evening. Sunset at 7:17, sunrise tomorrow at 6:12, and the moon is full. Once again, there is a small craft advisory. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
The Jamestown Newport Ferry offers unreserved hop-on, hop-off service departing from four locations around Lower Narragansett Bay. The round-trip service is perfect for no-hassle access to Newport's many waterfront restaurants and Thames Street shopping area. Enjoy the experience of cruising magnificent Newport Harbor and all the pleasures in a cross-bay cruise. For more info, go to JamestownNewportFerry.com. That's JamestownNewportFerry.com.
Now, your local headlines on 1540. WADK.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. Governor Raimondo on Tuesday laid out a rigorous coronavirus testing system for the state schools to quickly identify and stamp out possible outbreaks. The dedicated testing system is for teachers, staff, and students at both public and private schools in the state. The school testing system will be able to run 5,000 tests a day on top of the state's existing testing capacity. If a student or school staffer feels sick, either at home or at school, they must schedule a test at one of a dozen school testing sites being set up around the state, including one in Newport, North Kingstown, Richmond, and Westerly. If someone becomes ill while in school, they will be required to go to a dedicated isolation area that every school is required to have. Then they must go to be tested. The testing sites will perform two tests, a rapid test that returns results within 10 to 15 minutes, and a second test that has about a 48-hour turnaround time. If someone's rapid test is negative, they'll be required to stay at home until they get the results of the second test. If that is positive, the person will be required to isolate. If it's negative, they may return to school once their symptoms resolve. Teachers and administrators still have questions and concerns as voiced by their unions. The president of the Rhode Island Federation of Teachers and Health Professionals hopes the state will not allow so-called unsuitable schools opening. The executive director of the National Education Association of Rhode Island says his members have questions about possibly overcrowded buses and classrooms if too many parents decide it's safe to send their kids back to school. The executive director of the state's School Superintendents Association says his group's members have questions about funding and whether they will have enough personnel. About the suitability question, Governor Raimondo has sent a team from multiple city departments, including the DOH, to do walkthroughs of every school building in the state, and Newport Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain told WADK that Newport received its walkthrough yesterday. Today, Governor Raimondo's daily press conference will focus on contact tracing and case investigations in school. We'll carry the governor live on WADK beginning at 1 o'clock. Rhode Island has 53 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, the State Department of Health reported Tuesday. That's from 3,500 tests for a positivity rate of 1.5%. The department also reported two additional coronavirus-related deaths. The number of people in the state's hospitals with the disease was 81 as of Sunday. Your weather word, a couple of showers, your detailed forecast on the way on 1540 WADK.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot & Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquinic Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot & Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot & Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot & Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborin and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot & Ankle family.
Bridge Liquors stocks your favorite spiked seltzers like White Claw, High Noon, and Truly at great prices. Selection, service, and savings all the time at Bridge Liquors. 23 Connell Highway, 848-9200, and bridgeliquors.com. Curbside pickup is available. Free delivery on island and to Jamestown.
Here's an invitation to tune in to the AARP Connection during Bruce Newberry's Talk of the Town, Tuesday mornings at 9:30 on AM 1540 and WADK.com. Hear the latest on health, caregiving, fraud prevention, and important legislative issues, plus upcoming virtual events designed especially for Greater Newport County. The AARP Connection, Tuesday mornings, 9:30 on WADK and WADK.com. Paid for by AARP.
Exeter's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Necessarily a protest song. It's a little known or long remembered ditty called Living in a Box by the group of the same name. It was kind of a little Euro trashy kind of a thing out of the late 80s. And doesn't really have a lot of meaning. The group named themselves after the song, which is named after the group, which is named after the song, which is named after the book. I don't know. So this is, it's a little pretentious, this story out of NBC, NBC LX, by the way. In every social movement since the beginning of time, people have created music to share their feelings, protest the status quo, and artistically call for reform. After the death of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, people were returning to these songs and singing them in the streets. Some of this protest music that you might know, some you might not. So these are a couple of woke people, and here's the list that they put together. It's 15 songs. I don't know if they're in any particular order, but the first one is Yankee Doodle by the 38th Army Band. Number two is Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday. Number three is Lift Every Voice and Sing. That goes back to 1900 that the Navy choristers have performed. The next one is This Land Is Your Land. Yeah, that one. It's not a remix. It's not a remake. The next one is Mississippi. I don't know if I can say this. Can I say this? It's Mississippi Bleep Dam by Nina Simone. The next one is To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, also by Nina Simone. The next one is Blood on the Leaves by Kanye West. Number eight is Changes by Tupac and Talent. Next is American Idiot by Green Day, which I'll get to in a minute. I'm not going to play it. The next one is Sleep Now in the Fire by the orchestra known as Rage Against the Machine. Number 11 is All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Number 12 is Million Dollar Loan, 30 Days, 30 Songs by Death Cab for Cutie. Number 13 is This Is America by the vocalist Childish Gambino. Number 14 is The Chicks, who used to call themselves the Dixie Chicks until they got woke, in a song called March, March. And number 15, Formation, done by Beyonce. Now, if you notice, most of these are sung by particular styles of vocalists. What you'll also notice is that there's a whole, about a 50-year period where that is not represented. Why? Because the songs like Blowing in the Wind and Eve of Destruction and For What It's Worth, Give Me an F, The Fish Chair, they were all by white people. So they don't get to play now. So there we go. Now, it's interesting to note that if you're in with the in crowd, you can get away with anything. The piece called American Idiot contains in its lyrics the word that got the sportscaster fired in Cincinnati because he said it into a hot mic. But it's okay for Green Day to say it. Makes no sense at all. This whole, right? Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. This is bizarre. It's bizarro time. If you're in with the in crowd, you can say anything, you can express anything, and you can find justification. If you're not, you can't. It's just ridiculous. So this passes for culture. People are going to, this is New England cable news, right? They probably spent 20 minutes researching this, and I probably did more research in the last 6 minutes than the 10 people that worked on this story for New England cable news. If you added up their ages, probably totals my age, but, you know, it's ridiculous. So there's that. Meanwhile, we have another thing here. Sort of a, I guess this may be the theme of the day today. I'm backing myself into these themes. I find I don't really set out to say, well, what am I going to talk about today? You know, I'll talk about whatever. But I came across the testing story, and there seems to be a good story here that is not being reported about how groups of people on places like college campuses are getting tested in huge numbers, larger on a percentage basis than the entire state of Rhode Island. And the percent of positivity is zero. In fact, sometimes it is zero. The number is zero. 500 tests, Salve Regina University, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840. Zero positive tests. Zero. And this is starting to be a phenomenon. The fact of the matter is that something called the Broad Institute apparently has done a bunch of processing of tests. This Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard is a biomedical and genomic research center, but apparently they have, for the duration, right, in the war effort and so forth, has found out or has discovered or had, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. They have been pressed into service for processing COVID tests. Universities in Massachusetts and the surrounding region are using this facility to process their tests. Now, apparently they've invented some type of a test processing system that is pretty favorable. And in fact, this is really interesting. The more I'm reading about this, I stumbled across this in an article on Boston.com this morning. And the vast, vast majority of the tests, the overwhelming number of tests that come back just negative from these college campuses. Now, I can't find the story now, and I'm beginning to get a little conspiracy theory about it because the story is just not available now. So I'm on the Broad Institute testing dashboard right now. Oh, here's the story right here. In late March 2020, Broad Institute rapidly converted our large-scale genomics facility into a center that can process SARS-CoV-2 tests. Working in partnership with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Massachusetts State Public Health Laboratory, and medical facilities in the Commonwealth, the Broad's CLIA-certified lab processes certified lab processes samples collected from patients in Massachusetts and beyond. This page shows the number of SARS-CoV-2 viral diagnostic tests processed at the Clinical Research sequencing platform at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, and his orchestra. As of March 25th, 1,128,528 tests. Positive, 32,386, 3% since March. These are primarily tests on college students. The numbers will not match the daily reports from the state of Massachusetts for several reasons. Results are reported to the organization that sent the sample to us for testing. A small number of people are tested more than once. The figures here reflect the number of tests performed, not the number of people tested. The state reports the number of people. That's it. That's an interesting little nugget as we go back to comparing and breaking down the governor of Rhode Island's words, Governor Raimondo. We test more than anybody. Whoa, hang on, because you're not testing more people than anybody. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts reports the number of people tested. So I'm going to go to that dashboard in a minute, and we're going to compare numbers to numbers. But it is really an interesting story, and why are we not hearing more about this? Possibly because it's new, possibly because it's a new aspect to this story. Mainstream media turns slowly, especially when things don't quite fit. So let's see what happens. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Heavy ride here all of a sudden on the Newport Pell Bridge westbound. You're backed up now from just past the 3rd Street overpass, almost to mid-span in the westbound lane. So watch out for that. Could be just the usual work going on, or it could be something else. We'll check on that for you. But know that it's slow on the Newport Pell right now westbound. Jamestown-Verrazano westbound, you've got that right lane restriction from mid-span just to almost the end of the bridge. Eastbound is a good ride, and you're doing fairly well all the way in from Boston Neck Road to the foot of the downtown Newport exit, so it could be under 10 minutes now. It'll be 12 to 14 minutes going out west right at the moment. Mount Hope Bridge, we've got some congestion here in the area of Roger Williams University. The bridge itself is okay, and you're backed up slow on the northbound side of Bristol Ferry Road and northbound Boyd's Lane. So Connaught River Bridge looks fine from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it's always VD and U. We check these bridges every half hour.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
I want to make mention of that road work in place on Girard Avenue. It's described by RIDOT as 138, which is Kalpfus, but it's really on Girard Avenue from Kalpfus to Connell. And it looks like it's southbound right now. You've got a right lane closure near the intersection of Girard and Admiral Kalpfus, and that'll be in place till 2:30 this afternoon. And that's your WADK construction
this
update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by the Ad Council. When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers, but that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same. For more info about adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Guy Fawkes. In Westerly, we never celebrated on the 5th. This year, we're not celebrating it on Columbus Day. This year's Guy Fawkes Bonfire Night is Friday, September the 11th. And to keep you safe, we're holding it at the Musquamaket Drive-In. You'll be able to watch the performers live on stage and project it onto the giant drive-in screen, all from the safety of your car. This year's special guest is Luke Duke himself. Two-time Tony nominee and acclaimed recording artist, Tom Wopat. For more information and to buy tickets in advance, go to mbadrivein.com. $20 per carload. So come one, come all to the 23rd annual Guy Fawkes Bonfire Night this year at 7 o'clock on September 11th at the Musquamaket Drive-In. It'll be a blazing good time.
Attention, small business owners.
The Restore RRI grant program is open for applications. As part of a package of programs to provide relief for small businesses, Restore RRI is targeted at those which have been severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is proud to partner with the Rhode Island Commerce Corporation in offering assistance to all eligible businesses throughout the application process. Chamber staff can be reached at 847-1600, and full details can be found at newportchamber.com.
While our lobbies have reopened, Bank Newport continues to offer the convenience of digital banking from your home or on the go. Deposit checks or send money with Zelle using the Bank Newport mobile banking app. And don't forget to add your Bank Newport credit and debit cards to your mobile wallet for a contactless way to shop. See all our digital banking services at banknewport.com/digital. Bank Newport, we're all in. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Zelle is available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
WADK weather.
Cloudy today with a couple of showers, high 72. Low clouds for tonight and humid, low 70. A bit of sunshine tomorrow, then turning cloudy, humid and warmer, high 79. Cloudy and humid for tomorrow night with a spotty shower, followed by a late spotty thunderstorm, low 70. For Friday, a cloudy start, then sunshine will move in, high 81. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Listen online, on your tablet, or on your smartphone at WADK.com.
And you can tell your smart speaker, as a matter of fact. You can have a lovely conversation with it, and it will do your bidding. It absolutely will.
Okay, here's 1540 WADK.
See? Just like that. You just ask it. You say, okay, device. Play 1540 WADK. That's all you have to say. And your smart speaker will answer.
Okay, here's 1540 WADK.
Gotcha. And we sound pretty good. And you know what the coolest thing about this is? That you hear the radio in the house again. I did not have any idea how much I missed that. I had nothing to do on Sunday. So in my wanderings of the house, I happened to notice the little smart speaker gizmo sitting on the shelf. And it's like watching TV. I never get to do it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just see what this thing does. So I said, hey, go for it. And the sounds of jazz filled the house. And I said, this is great. And I had no idea how much I missed having the radio playing in the house. It just makes for such a pleasant environment. It's different than, oh, I can make a Spotify playlist. It's because the Spotify playlist is just sterile. It's just, you know, I made the list so I know what's coming next. Or it decides, well, I'm going to suggest to you 27 songs that my algorithm says you're going to like, and they all suck, right? It's not the same to have something curated from a place that you trust. Terrific. So I thoroughly recommend it. I cannot recommend it enough. I really can't. All right, now back to our regularly scheduled deal here. Let's get back to rawr, 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 rawr. Everything's terrible. So we're talking about this testing lab up in Cambridge that tests for a lot of different colleges and is having an overwhelming negative test percentage among the college students that are coming back, which is amazing. And again, are we hearing about this? No. So one thing that was really way, way down in the explanation here. From this outfit called the Broad Institute. And it was explaining the difference between these results and the results from the state. And it says here, it's the last sentence in the third, fourth, fifth paragraph. The state reports the number of people, not the number of tests. The state reports the number of people. I forgot that. Now, the governor, our governor, Governor Raimondo, says, oh, we test more than anybody. I wonder if that's a carefully chosen phrase. Because we don't test as many people. Here on the Massachusetts Department of Health website, the daily dashboard, it's available to anybody. Number of individuals tested, 1,754,422 individuals tested. That's people. If you go to the Rhode Island dashboard and you can navigate it, negotiate it, it is very confusing, you find the number of tests, 557,000. In fairness, let me get the exact number for you. It is not the number of people tested. It is the number of tests. You see the difference? You should. Now, let me see if it's readily available or I have to go digging. No, here it is. Total tests, 530,488. That's not people. Now, people are mentioned. Well, maybe it doesn't mention people. No, that's not so. People hospitalized, people on a ventilator, people in ICU. Fatalities. Carefully chosen verbiage to mislead, to paint a rosy picture. Smoke and mirrors. I'm sorry. That's what this is. It is a miracle that we were not Florida. It is a miracle that we did not turn into New York and have to use all of those hospitals that they built. It is nothing short of a miracle. The thing that we did, apparently, that saved our collective butts in this state was to stay home and stay masked. That was it. And now we're paying the price. Because where the outbreaks are, there's twisted tea. There's booze. That's the common thread. Because it's coming to pass that it's not the college kids and the fact that that they're going to college and this is somehow some type of a crime against humanity. That's not it. Because overwhelmingly, as we're finding out day by day by day, because their testing systems are better than ours, these kids are negative. They are not spreading it. They don't have it. It's the drunks that have it in the bars. We'll see if we can get some fresh numbers in the next hour.
Attention restaurant owners. As you know, with colder weather coming, your ability to offer your customers outdoor seating will be diminishing. But Superior Comfort can help. They specialize in indoor air quality, and not just any over-the-counter air purifier, but one that is effective on three categories of indoor air pollutants: particulates, microbial, and gases. Their purifier features ionized hydroperoxide output, which provides a faster kill rate for microbial contaminants in the air, as well as on surfaces. Superior Comfort Incorporated has been designing indoor air quality solutions for over 10 years. They're currently working with hotels, restaurants, and movie production companies to help with air purification of their facilities. If you're interested in more information or would like a free estimate, call Superior Comfort, 401-396-9171. They'd love to help you keep your business running. Call them today to have everything ready to go for the colder months. That's 401-396-9171.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend 30